546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
It's as small as you can get. It's a moment. It's like the twinkling of an eye. You know, the catching away is going to be in the twinkling of an eye. They try to measure that. I don't know about all the ints of a second, but it's quick. He says, but for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a much more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Tell somebody there's glory being worked into you. Don't be afraid of a little pain. I don't mean necessarily physical pain. I mean, you know, when you have to wait for something. Or when you're facing some opposition. Patience doesn't mean you put up with it. Patience means you get up under it. If you are truly patient, you can get up under some loads while they're mistreating you, while you're being persecuted, while you're being lied on or talked about, while you're being ostracized. You can get up under that. And true patience says that you don't lose your joy. Hello? You up under it, but you still got joy. I ain't losing my dance because I'm going through. That's the time you really start dancing. I'm not going to start complaining because I'm facing some opposition. That's the time you really start singing. I'm talking about somebody that's really saved now. I'm not talking about somebody that's playing church. I'm talking about church unusual. I'm talking about the next dimension. Do you know the fifth dimension? In the five atmospheres of the earth, the fifth dimension, you are governed by a whole other set of laws. This is where we are going. While our feet are in the dust, this is where we're going. You see, we talk about how we've been raised up and seated together with Christ. And we have. But that's going to become reality. Not just theory that people talk about. It's going to become a reality. While our feet are in this dust, we are raised up and seated together with him in a spiritual place far above principalities and powers, rulers of darkness. All evil is going to be truly under our feet. Everywhere we go and everything we do. Are you ready for this? Come on, say, are you ready for this? We need capacity from God to contain this light of his glory. Let me get into this in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 21. I'll read it from another version. But say this with me. God has honored, approved, and anointed me. Say it again. God has honored, God has approved, and he has anointed me and our relationship. Isaiah 59, 21. This from the King James. As for me, this is my covenant with them. In other words, the Lord is saying, this is my covenant with you. My spirit that is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Somebody say eternal perspective. Stop worrying. Stop fretting. God said the word that I placed in your mouth and the covenant that I've made with you is not going to depart from you. See, that's not something we have to keep. It's something God is keeping. The covenant that God made with the earth when he said, I'll never destroy it by a flood again. Covenant, the sign of the rainbow. No matter how hard it rains, it can rain torrentially. And even certain places, not here, but certain places can flood. But after the rain, a rainbow shows up. Nobody can make a rainbow. God just said, this is my covenant. I'm the keeper of this. So no matter how it rains, no matter how it storms, when the rainbow shows up, I'm just reminding you that I'll never allow the earth to be destroyed again by a flood. God said, this is my covenant I make with you. My word is going to remain in your mouth. Huh? And it's going to get into your seed's mouth. And it's going to get into your seed's mouth. In other words, this is my covenant with you for an everlasting covenant. This is a promise from God. Amen. The light of his glory. I love the portion of scripture in Matthew 17. And you know, in the first service, I didn't get a chance to do the research between services. I read this long ago, and I know it to be a fact. I just don't, you know, I don't know if I'm paraphrasing it exactly right, but scientists will tell you that with all their study and research out into the universe, that there is a light way, 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 way out in the recesses of the universe that's growing larger and larger and larger. And now they may not know what it is, but I believe it to be the presence of God. Amen. That even though the earth is going to grow darker, that doesn't include the church. Come on, we need eternal perspective. Tell somebody, stop being afraid. You need to probably stop listening to CNN. I don't know what your bent or preference is, but I appreciate the fact that the lying media has been exposed. That they are being exposed. They are being put out on the carpet for manipulating, oppressing, deceiving, trying to, you know, control. Amen. It's a war going on. And there's exposure. And you know what? It was prophesied about this Cyrus anointing. This leader would be a wrecking ball to the old order. I can't speak for everybody, and I don't know what your preference in that is, but I'm glad. I'm glad there's some mix-up. I'm glad. See, some don't study where politics is taking us, but I've got nothing against anybody. Thank God. God raises one up, puts down another. Nobody gets there without the grace of God or God putting them there. I don't care whether they're evil or good. You know, even Pharaoh himself, the Lord said, I'm a hardened Pharaoh. God said, I'm hardening Pharaoh. You know, Pharaoh could have gave in the first time, but he said, no, I'm hardening Pharaoh that I may get glory from Pharaoh. See, sometimes your enemy hardens himself. And you're thinking, oh, Lord, the devil busy. No, the Lord said, I let him get hard. I've hardened him. I've hardened his heart. I've let him get staunch against you. Why? Because I'm going to get some real glory off of this one. When I move, the whole world is going to know that only God could have done that. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, Russia did this and Russia did that. No, it wasn't Russia. It was heaven. Hello, somebody. I'm not against anybody, necessarily for anybody, but I watch the movements of heaven. Amen. That had to be God. And you know what? It's a Cyrus anointing. It's going to be a blessing to the church, so you might as well get rid of your prejudices, your narrow-mindedness, amen, your preferences, your opinions, and take on an eternal perspective. Ask God, God, what are you doing? What is behind this? What is happening here? Tell somebody, God's given us some time. For a while, we were living on borrowed time. I said we were living on borrowed time. When the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Righteousness will exalt a nation. Amen. I said righteousness will exalt a nation. As our brother was talking about, there's been a shift. Come on, there's been a shift in the atmosphere. Tell somebody, the iron is hot. Time to strike. Listen, stop being slothful. Stop being indolent. Stop being afraid. The water is troubled. Come on, I said the water is troubled. Now, in the economy, they may tell you, don't do this, don't do that. But I'm telling you, the water is troubled. It's time for you to break out. It's time for you to get bold with God. It's time for you to branch out. It's time for you to take some risk. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, some of us ain't going to move an inch. But you are missing. You are missing. That man that was at the pool of Bethesda was there 38 years. Come on, ain't nobody to put me in. You better roll over in there. You get so close, soon as you see it, you can't move. But as soon as you see it, start the trouble. Just tell somebody, iron is hot. You see, let me tell you something. It's indolent habits that cause unbelief. When you're lazy in your thinking, or when you're lazy with doing, you just want all me time. No, you're on God's time. It's indolent habits that cause unbelief, that cause fear. But see, it's hard for the devil to hit a moving target. And I don't mean that we're so busy we don't give God time. There are times you need to stand still in the presence of God and get still before God. But once you see out of that throne room, you go to the upper room. Amen. And when you come out the upper room, you're ready to witness now. You're ready to get busy. Amen. Tell somebody, stop being lazy. You stop being lazy and you'll find that unbelief leaves your life. See, there's a phrase I'm coining. God will give you strength for conflict, but he will not give you a discharge from the war. See, people wanted to check out. No, God said, no, you signed up. You've been drafted. You're in this battle. I'm not giving you a discharge. You might need a little rest, but I'm going to give you rest, but then I'm going to give you strength for the conflict. See, you might have to face something tomorrow. You don't know how you're going to face it. You might not feel the strength right now. But see, when the conflict comes, God's going to give you strength for the conflict. No discharge. Tell somebody, no discharge. No way out. You can't go AWOL. You're in this battle, and there are times where bullets are flying, where stuff is rough, things are hot, things seem like you're about to lose, but God says, no, I'm going to give you strength for the conflict. In other words, I'm going to give you what you need to overcome. Every time you'll overcome. But see, I know all of us, at some point in time, there are times where we want to just like throw in the towel. But God told me one morning, no, I'm giving you strength for the conflict. You ain't discharged. No, you can't change in midstream. No, you can't go back and say, Lord, I made a mistake. No, ain't no mistake here. Get back to work. Get busy.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Thank you.